Sarah figured out that by switching to Metro PCS, she gets two free smartphones.
Your barbecue ribs are the best.
Take the rest home with you, Sarah.
Just like she figured out that by visiting her in-laws, she doesn't have to cook for the rest of the week. You too figure it out. Get two free 4G LTE smartphones from top brands like Samsung and LG after instant rebate when you switch. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figure it out. Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included. See store or metropcs.com for details and terms and conditions.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I love you, love you, love you. I want to welcome you to Good Deeds. We just love being here for you. You know, there's a lot of things going on around the world, but, you know, I just want to let you know you got to do three things. You have to realize in your heart that everything is going to work out. You need to, without a shadow of a doubt, know that everything will work out for your good. You have to believe, you got to believe it in your heart with no doubt. You have to trust the process because everybody has a different process. Everybody has things they're working on. Everybody has issues and concerns. You know, I just want to let you know that because I had a lady today to say, she said it was really no need to be alive. And I said, oh, my God. So I had an opportunity to let her know that she has a purpose on earth. All of us have a purpose that we're on earth right now while we're alive, while we actually are being successful because God is with us. No matter what you do, it's because of him. It's not because of us. It's all about him. But I just want to truly thank you for being here with Good Deeds. Our mission here is to share other people's their vision, their passion, and their dreams, of course, their purpose and destiny in life. And we do that through so many platforms, through the radio and television. We do it through telesummits, webinars, you know, live events. We have a platform called Sunday Soul Service, where we actually share God's good news. But we have so many platforms that we have just to get your purpose, your destiny out to others so we can impact other people's lives. Guess what? All that information is actually at our website, www.reneesunday.com. Now, my team is actually trying to find the guest that's on the other show. You know, I'm very transparent. We gave him the information. So what I'm going to do is our wonderful, wonderful sponsor for this whole year is actually Mr. John Schamberger with Millionaires in Training Owners Only. We're going to actually play that information, and then I'm going to find out what's really going on with our guest for today. And we'll be right back. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. Be right back.
This is John Schamberger, founder and CEO of Millionaires in Training Only. We are proudly to support and listen to Good Deeds Live every Mondays and Thursday at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time with your host, the platform builder, Dr. Nay Sunday. So remember, wherever your mind can conceive and believe in your purpose, it can achieve. And don't stop. Get it.
I just love that. I love our sponsors. If you want information on how to be a sponsor or advertise with us, please go to our website, the same website, www.reneesunday.com. And also, if you want to have your information on your products and services in our newsletter, you can take advantage of that information as well. All of that is still at the website as well. You know, if our guest is on the line, if so many people have called in, can you please hit *6 or just hit *1? Either one will work. I just don't know where our guest is. Okay, let's see. Let me see. All right. Well, they're not in queue, so what we're going to do is we're going to continue on. And he's not calling from the number he said he was going to call from. So if the guest is on the line, we'll say one more time, please hit *6 or *1. The point is just raise your hand. We can't open up all the lines because that's invading people's privacy. So, well, we'll continue. Well, we wanted our guest to be on the show because he actually is a very, very renowned person. He acts as an attorney. He does. He's New York based, so we're in the same time zone. He's actually a songwriter. He's a singer. He's actually a Grammy nominated. He's worked with our people that we look up to, that we admire. I mean, Beyonce, Jay-Z, he's worked with. He's worked with Mary. He's worked with everybody. So I don't know that his team get us kind of mixed up on the time, but I do want to let you know a little bit about him. We can actually just still give him some props there. But actual Miss Attorney, Singer, Songwriter, Dr. Tracy Randall. Actually, he's, again, like I said, in New York. He actually equips others to address the needs of his clients domestically and international. He offers a very vast array of products for you, array in music and art. He helps you so you won't get in trouble. People, and I can tell, people think it's so easy to have an event, boom, put it on Eventbrite, put it on social media, boom, you have an event. But it's some legal information that you need to take care of, especially if you're having food. You don't want people to get sick because guess what? Unfortunate people love to sue. And if you don't have the proper paperwork in order, if somebody get injured, someone has an accident, a child has an accident, you got to have legal, okay, information. Just to be transparent with my platform, my business have insurance. And most businesses, if you don't have it, you need to look into this guy. Your business should have insurance, which actually you have an event clause in there, if you will, that you can actually take care of those if something happens. Unfortunate things happen in life, so you have to be prepared. If you say you're a business owner, boom, you got to have legal papers saying you're a business owner, one. You need to have two. You need to actually have legal paperwork when you actually have an event, when you have speakers, when you having a whole bunch of things, you got to have legal paperwork. And so just don't take it for granted, okay? Just jump up and have an event and don't have your paperwork in order. Well, this young man actually have worked also with Def Jam Recording. He's also have worked with, it's another label that he told me. I had a great time talking with him. I don't know, we probably mixed up on the times, but he actually have sold on over 70,000 units of his song called Singers Have Souls Too. If you're on social media, we put all that information on social media and also our website as well. Now, one more time, if anybody has it there, star 6 and star 1, if you want to raise your hand. We can't open the lines for everyone on here that's invading their privacy. So what we're going to do is we're going to continue on. You know, one thing I am a platform builder. I'm able to, gratefully, talk about several different things, and we'll make sure he actually gets scheduled again. But we can talk about this. Let's continue that conversation on the legal things you need to have for your business, because I can let you in the back door, if you will, in the back of my office to kind of let you see what I do. My team is looking because they know I start selling everything, but, you know, I am transparent because I want you to be successful. I want you to actually know what we have to do in regards to that. So what we have to do is with being – the legal, first of all, you need to make sure do not ever do your business as DKA. What that means is doing business as, you know, never. Don't do that because you can get sued. You know, different states have it different ways, but do not do business as yourself because you can actually get sued very quick. Your house, your car, everything that your kids and family have can be taken away. You can do an LLC. You can do a C-Corp or S-Corp. Me personally, I do an LLC. I have a professional corporation, which is a PC, that what entails with that is I'm an anesthesiologist as well. So most physicians are professional company. Okay. One of his people just said that he was stuck in traffic. Well, amen. Okay, so let me just type that in, you guys, that he so anyway, so you have to do an LLC, or you can do what was that, S corp and a C corp. You got to be careful with the S corp. The S corp, you actually get taxed a couple of times there if you don't know what you're doing with that. But all this, the disclaimer, you need to consult your business manager, that's who's ever of your company, and you also need to make sure you have. Year and all that. But the LLC tends to be the easiest one, and that's the one we tend to do. If you're in the ministry, a lot of people do nonprofit for the ministry, but whatever you do, you got to have documentation, documentation, documentation. I don't know how many times I could actually say that. We're actually trying to get, okay, is he here? Okay. No, they saying so. Okay. Well, we're going to continue with the conversation. Now, here in the state of Georgia, you can do all this kind of stuff online, probably all the other states as well. You can get your corporation together, and then you can go down to the city, and you can actually get your business license. Here in Georgia, you actually have to go down in person because they want to verify your address, your driver's license, and, you know, all that kind of stuff you have to have. So when you get that, you actually can actually, if you're a nonprofit, you know, you can get the no tax when you go buy stuff. When you do the business license, places like these wholesale places actually give you discounts. But I'm saying that means places that you buy a whole bunch of products. I think one here in town that we use is Uline to buy a lot of our supplies and stuff. And when you order a vast amount of business cards, et cetera, for your office, you can get a discount. The Sam's and the BJ's and all those kind of people, you can get a discount. See, we learned something. Even, you know, I have been taught very well by the people. If, you know, if you're the one in the room that you think that you know everything, guess what? You need to actually find you another room. I always love to be in the room where I don't know. I feel uncomfortable. I'm scared to say something in a way. I mean, pretty much what I'm trying to say, I'm listening. I had an opportunity to be mentored by Bishop T.D. Jakes. So, you know, I was just gleaning to just hear what he had to say. And it's amazing of the skill set that he instilled in us about businesses and running your business, how you need to, you know, you have to separate things. You better separate. You cannot be having your business in the same account that you're paying your bills for your, you know, let's say for your family, for foods and for your kids to do different things. I'll be honest, I did that initially because I didn't know any better. You know, we've taken care of that now. Several banks will let you, when you get that business license, you got to have some money to start a business account. Boom. After that, you actually can go on and get a business account. But just in case, if you don't have, your credit ain't so nice, you can do a secured credit card. I think the lowest they'll go on that is $250. And when it says secured, that means you only, okay, if they say $250, $500, that's the only thing you can spend. But what the key is, you're building your credit line of your business line. So you got to have a credit equity, what they call it, and also a personal equity. Me personally, I just going to be very transparent here. I do You know, you got to do your taxes right. So you got to do business taxes, personal taxes. You got to do it. I'm clapping my hand. I know we're not here in person, but I'm clapping. You got to pay Uncle Sam, or Uncle Sam will come to you. Now, a lot of times you don't know. You got to make sure you trust. I'm going to say that three times, trust your accountant that they're doing the right thing. Because just like me in medicine, I do the anesthesia, but I'm not the one that's doing the billing a lot. And you may have seen on the TV that a lot of physicians have ended up in federal prison. And to be honest, they may have known what was going on, and some of them may have not. A lot of times you're not the person that's doing the billing. But guess what? You're responsible. So the same analogy, if someone comes and buy products from you, you got to make sure that you have your customer service in place. You got to make sure you have your ducks in a row. We do a lot of stuff online, but that does not exclude you from having. If you go to our website, just for example, ReneeSunday.com, at the bottom, wherever we sell them products, we have all sales are final, and it's a asterisk there. You have to have that legally to actually sell products. You got to have a certificate of security that's on the website as well. Because people can hack in, and you don't want people to hack in and get people private information. I sure don't want that. So I'll just tell you another story what happened to me. I had an HP computer, and they couldn't fix it. But guess what? I couldn't send that message off to somebody else to fix, because I would have been breaching, you know, confidentiality of the people that have bought products for me. So what we had to do is we had to put in a secure location that laptop and couldn't use it anymore. I had to get another laptop. You know, my team just rolling their eyes because they said, okay, you talking too much. But anyway, but that's just true. I have to be transparent and authentic so you won't make the same mistake that I did. I have the right people in place now that if somebody makes a product, buy a product, it's usually through Infusionsoft, which is secure and it's back guaranteed. So we got a lot of bells and whistles on that one website. That's why a lot of people like going through PayPal, but PayPal has its restrictions. I'm gonna just say that. If you make over $1,000 a day, PayPal, you can't. PayPal is that ain't gonna work for a long time. Okay, that's just they restrict you from making a lot of money online. So if you've noticed, most people, let me see, let's say even TD Jakes, for example, or even Oprah website, Steve Harvey website. Go look what they offer. Most of the time, they try to get people to do what? Put your credit card in directly at their store, or they give you another offer. They do want you to go through PayPal, but a lot of people are trying to get away from PayPal. I love them because it's easier, you know, easy for a lot of people. And a good thing, business owners may not like what I'm about to say, but PayPal actually protects the customer, not the business owner, even the business account, okay? Oh, actually, somebody sent it. Okay, I got it. A young lady is saying, okay, she wants to know how I should set up my radio show as a business. Okay, here we go. But let me finish this statement, and then we'll go to that. Okay, let me see. What was I? I was talking about that, and then I told you how to get the credit card. I told you how to. Now, okay, let's use myself for example, because I don't know how other people are doing theirs. Me personally, and that's about to change here in the next week, to be honest, because you got to keep stuff organized. Me personally, as of right now, and my team is going to be mad because I got to put a date. So if somebody else listens to this some other time, we won't get in trouble. As of January 2016, not this is not January, Jesus, it's February 2016. the way we have ours set up, I do presently, we do everything up under the umbrella of Sunday Enterprises, and up under that is Sunday Publishing Company, which is we tend to do everything under that. Now, if you're doing your, if you're making money from your radio show or TV platform, which all of us, we are doing, right? Amen. We're going to just decree that if we're not. You need to really think of whatever your name or your company, whatever you want to name your company. It don't really have to be, let's say, K&J Radio Show, we'll say. Think about the, always think about the future, okay? Let me keep my time together so I won't keep y'all too long. Oh, Lord Jesus. So think about the future. So in our case, we said Sunday Enterprise. We also have another company that a lot of people don't never really see is Sunday Marketing Group. A lot of people don't really see that, but, you know, that's what we actually do our marketing, and that's kind of not really per se on the social media platform. It's a whole bunch of other platforms we use. But I would think globally, pick a name, and it's good and bad to use your name. I'm just being honest. It's good and bad to use your name for stuff. Now, I use ReneeSunday.com because it encompasses all the stuff that I do, from the publishing, from speaking, from the radio, all that you can find on one website. But if you look at my business license, we have several. Sunday Enterprises, Favor Restaurant Services. I'm a franchisee also, which, you know, I usually don't, you know, that usually is not online. The publishing company, the radio show is up under the umbrella of my enterprise. And that's for profit. Let me just say that. Now, you got to decide if you want it for profit or not profit. Some people are doing radio platforms and the public broadcasting unit. That's nonprofit, which people are getting grants for that. Now, keep in mind, if you're getting a grant, that means it's not for profit unless you're going to get a salary from it. So just keep think globally what you want to do with the radio show. A lot of people that's on radio shows have they're an author as well or want to be an author. They're a speaker as well. So you kind of, you can use your name, but kind of think, I went Sunday because I, you know, I love my name, like everybody else loves their name as well. But it's something to remember. It brings joy to people. So that's how we did Sunday Enterprises, Sunday Publishing Company, Sunday Marketing Group, and let me see what the new one fit. The new one gonna be with our nonprofits. They'll have Sunday in there somewhere as well. So think about what you wanna do. Think globally. Don't just, and this is my opinion, I may be wrong, may not want to be Pacifica, the radio show or TV platform, unless that's all you're going to do. And I guarantee that's not all you're going to do. I started off as an anesthesiologist, so I actually have a PC as well, which is a professional corporation when you're in the medical field. So think outside the box. The easiest one, and I hate to say the word easiest, to form is the LLC. Here in Georgia, boom, you pay, I think it's 50 or some dollars, and you have it within 48 hours, sometimes a week if they have a lot of people. You got to pay an annual fee every month. I mean every year, forgive me, every year. So the question, it depends on where you want to go with it, and I pray you want to go global. So kind of think a little bit in detail about the name. You need to go search the name on your individual state, the exact words, to see if somebody has, because I actually, we have a dog company as well. Somebody had Sunday Dolls. Somebody in Africa makes Sunday Dolls. And so we had to change it to Rose Dolls. Yeah, Rose Dolls. That's after my mom's name. And I'm not boasting by saying this. I'm just trying to get you to see the mistakes I made. You know, you don't want to make the mistakes that I made. And my team is going wild here, so bless their heart. They're doing their thing. I just love. They make me look good. Let me say this about your team. Make sure you pay them, okay? because if they feel like they part of the team, boom, they're going to go extra outside the way because they calling this gentleman left, right, sideways and all that to see what's going on. Sounds like he was stuck in traffic and he can't get a good signal. That sounds like Atlanta, don't it? But he in New York, but it sounds like we can, we'll, you know how I love you guys, so we'll do a special broadcast whenever he's available because you want to hear what he has to say because the attorney can tell you firsthand. And you know he knows what's going on because he's in New York. And you know Atlanta is kind of prime on radio, TV, and movies and films. And you never know. All these people he's worked with, he's looking for, you know, good talent as well. And he's a singer himself. So he can tell you all the ins and outs, especially with media. You can get him on your platform and all that kind of stuff. So just to sum up what all we talked about, first of all, you got to sit down and brainstorm. I'm going to put all this together. As the preacher said, let's bring this on home. You got to sit down and have a strategy. You got to sit down and see where your mind is in regards to your business. The earning, the desire, the dreams, the goals that you have inside. I believe, and this is what I believe, that God has placed that inside of you for a reason. And it's not for you. It's actually to impact other people. But you got to believe that you can do it. Then you got to trust the process. You got to write the strategy down. You got to make it plain. That's what the word tells us to do. And if you don't know, that's where mentorship comes in. That's where coaches come in. And the reason you know what the right coach, you have a peace about it. You don't have any confusion. Now, you will have to invest in yourself. Now, you know, when you know, you know. No, that's a good, people don't want to pay for nothing, but you got to pay for it because if you want somebody to pay for your service, guess what? You got to pay and invest in yourself so you can learn the right thing to do. Okay, so we talked about that. So if you business license, but after you figure out what the name of your company, LLC, like I said, tends to be the majority of what most people do, but it's several other C corporation, S corporation. I have a PC. But you got to read and see which one is best for you. If you want to talk about it, we can chat about it if you want. But really, your accountant is the best one that can tell you that information. That's number one. When you get your business set up, you can get it. They're going to charge you again for a business license when you go down to your county. And mine is Rockdale County, so whatever county you're in, it's countywide, your business license. But, you know, you use it, you know, internationally. After that, you get your different discounts. You need to get some, separate your money out to your business and get on these secure, get your website secure. Because people, if they don't see, and I'm funny about that myself, I'm real cautious of putting my credit card on different things. PayPal is nice, but when if you're making $1,000 a day, PayPal, you got to do, you can do, let me see, I use Infusionsoft, but you can use, I will have to look up what I used before I went to Infusionsoft, and I can let y'all know if you really want to know. My coach, she had a vision that I would be international and global, bless her heart, and so we jumped to Infusionsoft. But I can tell you, I can't think of it, but you can always use PayPal, of course. But you got to have it secure. You got to have an asterisk somewhere saying all sales are finals on the product. You got to have a secure symbol somewhere. That's when I send things out. Guess what I do? I have that symbol at the bottom. And then the other thing is when you do that, and we didn't talk about it, but I got to say it, you got to market and promote yourself. You got to do that because more people see you, more people be interested in it. And I tell people when you interview with me, it's totally different from interviewing with somebody else. And social media is very powerful. We actually do paid ads sometimes, and that actually does a lot, okay? That does a lot. The next thing is you just got to sow into somebody else. If you sow into somebody else, guess what? Your business will be successful. You have to support other people if you want your business to be successful. And I do apologize that we Maybe we had some trouble with Dr. Randall calling in, but we will reschedule, and we will actually do a special broadcast to get him on because he's an awesome, awesome, awesome person. Now, somebody, wait a minute, somebody's saying something. What is she saying? Okay, let me see what she's saying. Okay. But anyway, I just want to say that I love you, love you, love you. And again, we will do a special broadcast to get him back on when our both schedules will meet again. And we thank you so much. Again, if you want, anytime you have a question, inbox me, send me an email. My personal email that comes to me directly is renee@getpurposenow.com. If you want any of our products and services, please go to www.reneesunday.com. And one last thing I forgot to tell you, I am running for Miss Corporate America. So if you please vote for me, you can go to www.missmscorporate, and then pause a minute and put the letter M, that's M as in Mary, then America.com. It's on the website. And it's also on our social media platforms if you didn't get that. But I love you, love you, love you. If you need us for anything, please get in contact with us. I just want to let you know you have a purpose. You have a reason that you're here on earth. God has put many dreams, many passions, many things inside of you that you got to stir up, and you need to believe, you got to trust, and you got to walk it out. I want you to don't stop. You got to get it. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Introducing the 2016 Domino's DXP, a custom pizza delivery car with a built-in warming oven. That's right, a pizza company just made a pizza delivery car. Choose any two or more for $5.99 each. Medium two-topping pizzas, specialty chicken, stuffed cheesy breads, or marbled cookie brownie. Two-item minimum, handmade pan pizza and bread bowls may be extra. You must ask for this limited-time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Participating stores and DXP availability may vary. Introducing the 2016 Domino's DXP, a custom pizza delivery car with a built-in warming oven. That's right, a pizza company just made a pizza delivery car. Choose any two or more for $5.99 each. Medium two-topping pizzas, specialty chicken, stuffed cheesy breads, or marbled cookie brownie. Two-item minimum, handmade pan pizza and bread bowls may be extra. You must ask for this limited-time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Participating stores and DXP availability may vary.